My name is Spencer Shipman, and I did a science fair project for my biology class. I'm a freshman in high school, and the science fair project was on the effect of essential oils, clove bud and oregano, and an antibiotic, amoxicillin, on the growth of bacteria. And pretty much amoxicillin, if you don't know, is an antibiotic that is commonly prescribed by doctors to kill bacterial issues such as strep throat, that kind of thing. And when I went to go tell my teacher my idea, she was very hesitant about the idea because she pretty much assumed that the amoxicillin would kill more bacteria than the essential oils would. And because of my own experience with the oils killing, helped to kill my Crohn's disease. And so I told her that I think it would work better. So she said I could go ahead and try it out and see how it would work. So pretty much how I did the experiment. At first, I used 3 drops of each oil and then 1 little pill of amoxicillin on each plate to help kill the bacteria. And when I used 3 drops of oregano, it totally killed all of the bacteria. So there was no way for me to measure how much was actually killed. And my teacher was very surprised by that. So she had me do 1 drop of oregano. And that also killed out all of the bacteria. So she had me use a micropipette, and that still killed more bacteria than the amoxicillin did. And when my teacher saw that, she was very shocked that a little drop of oregano could kill so much bacteria compared to a standardized pill. And I was somewhat surprised, but I kind of knew that the oregano would work better just because, like I said, my personal experience. And so I made a display board for my project and took it to the science fair, and I came in 4th place. So I'm very happy that I have personal experience and scientific proof that shows that these oils can be more effective than some prescribed medication. I'm very happy because I can take these without any side effects, and I can continue to do the things I like to do, such as play sports and hang out with my friends without any problems at all.
Zoom cut out of me again, so I have to set it up again. Sorry, I don't know why it's so unstable. They don't want me to speak, I guess. It cut out again. My last video got ruined because it totally shut off, and then I had to make a quick ending because it quit before the video was done, and then I had to stitch them together. That takes so much time. Sorry, I don't mean to complain. I'm not complaining. It's just frustrating when you're so censored. Your only voice now starts cutting out at any second. Hunter Biden finally admits infamous laptop is his as he pleads for criminal probe. So this is how desperate they are. They're saying it's his, but it was stolen. So the people that stole it have got to go to jail. Now, there's a video with it, but it's rather ridiculous. This guy is such a crack fiend.
You don't know yes or no if the laptop was
yours. I don't have any idea. I have no idea.
So it could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me.
Now, this is just words. There's Isaac Mack's shop. John Paul Mack Isaac. Now, the video is just a waste of time. Please stop it. First son Hunter Biden's lawyers admitted late Wednesday that the infamous laptop the now 52-year-old abandoned at a Delaware computer repair shop in the throes of his crack cocaine addiction does indeed belong to him. The revelation came in a petulant letter from Hunter's lawyer seeking a criminal probe into what they called attempts to weaponize its contents. Now, like I said, this shows exactly how desperate they are, and the criminality on there is mind-blowing. The revelation came in in the 14-page letter to Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings, Biden attorney Abe Lowell, how low can this guy go? I guess he's showing it, lawyers. Abe Lowell, the lowest of the low lawyers out there, claimed that repair shop owner John Paul MacIsaac unlawfully accessed Hunter Biden's laptop data and worked with former President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to weaponize sordid and incriminating contents on it against Joe Biden. Now, if that were the case, why didn't the FBI arrest the guy? He's out there speaking out just like me. Because he didn't do anything wrong. This failed dirty political trick directly resulted in the exposure, exploitation, and manipulation of Mr. Biden's private and personal information, Lowell wrote. It's a record of a crime scene. Mr. MacIsaac's intentional, reckless, and unlawful conduct allowed for hundreds of gigabytes of Biden's personal data without any discretion to be circulated around the internet. He abandoned it there. MacIsaac took possession of the laptop and hard drive late in 2019 after trying and failing for months to notify Hunter that the device was ready to be picked up. Once the shop owner saw the laptop's contents, including emails detailing influence peddling involving then Vice President Joe Biden and videos of the younger Biden smoking crack and having sex with prostitutes and children, I might add, they're leaving that part out, and his work subordinates, he alerted the FBI. He was grossed out by the children part of it. The feds picked up the laptop in December 2019, but not before MacIsaac made a copy and gave it to Giuliani's personal lawyer, Robert Costello. Giuliani provided the Post with a copy of the hard drive in October 2020. Lowell's letter singles out MacIsaac, Giuliani, and Costello, former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon, former Trump White House aide Garrett Ziegler, Bannon associate Jack Maxey, oh God, that guy, and founder and CEO of cyber analytics firm XR Vision and former aide to Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin. Yakov Applebaum as parties who gained unauthorized access to laptop's contents and disseminated it to the media and lawmakers. Because the FBI wouldn't do anything. We believe that the facts and circumstances merit further investigation as to whether the conduct of Messrs. MacIsaac, Costello, Giuliani, Bannon, Ziegler, Maxey, and Applebaum violated several provisions of Delaware's criminal code, including, but not necessarily limited to, computer-related property offenses, theft. It was abandoned property. The law says that it became Isaac's property, John Isaac's property. He didn't thieve nothing. Theft, possession of stolen property, and misapplication of another's property. Each of these offenses, if violated, has the potential to be a felony. Come on, man. Depending on the value of the property in question, Lowell writes. Well, why didn't he get picked up, Lowell? Letters were also sent by Hunter Biden's lawyer on Wednesday to the Justice Department's National Security Division and the IRS. Ziegler, who worked as aide to Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro and has published the laptop's data on his Marco Polo USA website, told the Post on Wednesday that the letters were a desperate attempt by the Biden family to get the spotlight away from their crimes. There's the computer store owner hero who turned that in to the FBI and has gone through hell ever since. That's John Isaac. With respect to the letters from President's son, pleading with his daddy's agencies to target those who expose his blatant criminality, Kevin Morris did not get a lot of bang for his buck, Ziegler told the Post, referencing Hunter Biden's fixer and sugar brother, Kevin Morris, who allegedly lent the president's son $2 million to help pay off his overdue federal taxes and has become the architect of Hunter Biden's legal and media strategy. You'd think that Morris would spend $1,400 an hour on an actual tax attorney when funding Hunter's legal misadventures, which Abe Lowell is not, Ziegler said. The letter to the IRS about Marco Polo is full of speculations and basic misunderstandings about the case law surrounding 501c3 organizations. Hopefully, federal and state investigators will see this for what it is, a desperate attempt by Hunter and his family to get the attention off of their crimes, he added. Costello told the Post that Lowell's allegations were ridiculous and a sign of desperation. This letter is a ridiculous attempt to intimidate that will not succeed. It is the product of desperation by Hunter Biden because they know Judgment Day is coming for the Biden family, he said. Yep. Judgment Day is coming for these losers. Costello points out that Mac Isaac has a signed work order that gives him authorization to examine the hard drive and the property is deemed legally abandoned after 90 days. It is the property of John Paul Mac Isaac. Beginning on October 14, 2020, the Post published a series of exclusive reports about the laptop's contents, including emails proving Hunter introduced an executive of Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma to his father while Joe Biden oversaw the Obama administration policy toward the Eastern European nation. The reports were initially dismissed by former top intelligence officials, yeah, as the product of Russian disinformation, only to be belatedly confirmed by media outlets, including New York Times, Washington Post, and CBS News. Yeah, but we haven't heard anything from those intel creeps who said it was Russian disinformation. Hunter Biden himself and his own lawyers have previously tried to sow doubt that the allegedly water-damaged computer abandoned at the Mac Isaac shop was Biden's. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. Yeah, we heard that. It could be that I was hacked. Oh, come on, man. All they got to do is say stupid lies and get away with everything. Those days are over. Over, over, and done with. Hey, this story is about our airline system, which, if you ask me, my opinion, I don't think it's safe to fly after this clot shot attack on us. I'm not trying to cause any fear because I'm totally against fear. I'm just saying, why do something that might result in a calamity after we've been attacked with a bioweapon? It just makes sense to lay low until this blows over and you know things for sure are safe. Because right now, they're not.
This pilot was never contacted by the FAA's top flight surgeon, Susan Northrup, to find out what exactly happened, including the obvious question, was this cardiac arrest related to the airline's federally mandated vaccine policies? They don't want to ask any questions about this or any other event like it. Instead, the Biden administration quietly loosened the EKG requirements for pilots, which is not in the interest of public safety. We thought it would be worth speaking to Captain Bob Snow, who is a commercial airline pilot and brave enough to come on our show. Captain, I sure appreciate your coming on. So you, if I recounted that story correctly, you had a heart attack 6 minutes after you landed a commercial flight with 200 passengers. And I'm so glad that you survived. What happened next, or what didn't happen next, do you believe should have happened?
Good evening, Tucker, and thank you for having me. Of course, everybody's heard the story of what happened with me about 6 minutes after landing our flight from Denver to DFW. After spending 7 days in the ICU in the DFW metro area, I was released to go back home. And since that date, I arrived home approximately April 16th. I've had no contact whatsoever from anyone either with the FAA or with the company to query me or to investigate exactly what happened to me in regards to the cardiac arrest that I experienced while I was in the flight deck.
That seems crazy. I mean, the FAA is very strict with pilots, famously strict. That's why our planes land on time and safely. Why do you think they haven't reached out to you?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I think that's one that bears investigation. The FAA, as far as I'm concerned, was in violation of their own guidelines by allowing the administration of EUA-issued vaccines to pilots. It's air medical guidelines are very strict, And we make our, we play our trade based upon our license. Our license is what allows us to operate aircraft, but we can't utilize that license unless we have a valid medical. The FAA has always been very specific on what is allowed to be administered to a pilot. We're not allowed to participate in drug trials, for instance. And an EUA-issued vaccine is certainly not anything that's been approved by the FAA. It's under an EUA. For us to be subject to a mandate without any investigation, without any sort of 12-month studies as to the adverse effects that these vaccines may have, is to me unconscionable. We were basically treated as giant guinea pigs, and unfortunately, of course, we're ultimately responsible. We're the ultimate arbiters of safety in regards to the operation of the aircraft. My primary job as a captain for a major airline is risk mitigation. I'm there essentially to make sure that the operation is run safely, effectively, and primarily on time, if at all possible. But safety is paramount, is with the saying that we've always utilized. And they basically abrogated their responsibility to look after our safety by forcing us to undergo this vaccination program.
And then their only response is to loosen the requirements for heart ailments in pilots. At this point, knowing that, experiencing what you did personally, are you worried about the safety of commercial air travel?
Well, of course, I do have some concerns. I've been contacted by pilots that have had issues post-vaccine. I'm well aware of one of my former coworkers who unfortunately passed away as a consequence of receiving the vaccine. And this is something that it's going to take a long-term investigation to figure out, what sort of debilitating issues can we be suffering as a result of this foolhardy vaccination program that was that forced upon Americans and the worldwide population. This jab for job idea that folks came up with in management and in the FAA, and also with Biden's vaccine mandate, is absolutely unconscionable. I cannot believe that in this day and age, particularly in light of, I remember the swine flu vaccination program in the 1970s. They had some serious adverse reactions to that, and that vaccine was pulled almost immediately. But it seems like now everybody has their blinders on, and nobody seems to want to give any consideration to the potential adverse effects of the COVID vaccines. It's become an exceptionally political issue.
I can't even imagine the consequences you're risking for coming on the show, Pilot Bob Snow, and I'm just really grateful that you did. And I hope the Congress follows up right away. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you for having me. And if anybody would like any more information, certainly you can take a look at Josh Yoder and U.S. Freedom Flyers, or Colonel Tom Renfer at hopingforjustice.org. And thanks again for having me this evening.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope he's starting to understand the grave issue we're facing and the attack that we have had. And he's suffering for it on the front line. It cut out again. I gotta restart the stream. Unbelievable. Wow, it canceled it cut out again. Sorry guys, I don't know what to do about it. Breaking: Pulitzer winning watchdog chastises Pulitzer winners at New York Times and WAPU for Trump Russia tall tales. This is at the Washington Times. Esteemed journalism watchdog trashes award-winning Russiagate reporters. Yeah, they're scammers. They're fake news. Big time. And that's all he's got. But man, that's a big story out of Washington Times. Holy cow. Well, I got massive Zoom problems. We all have problems. I'm not complaining about it. Let's check in with Pepe's friend zone. Winter is only temporary, my enduring soul. Pepe Lives Matter. There are seasons in your life that are not supposed to be easy. Ah, no kidding. A tree weathering a dark, cold winter is not expecting fruit to blossom then and there. One's job is to simply hold on tight until the spring season shines once again. From outward appearances, all signs indicate that the future looks grim and bleak, yet nothing is permanent. Not the barren winter nor the leafless branches. Fruit will come if only one endures. Winter is only temporary, my enduring soul. You are that tree, and sometimes all we need to do is hold on tight to God when all else fails. Just hang on. Help is on the way. Your season of trials causes your roots and steadiness to grow far deeper than you ever thought possible. Perhaps you never know what God is doing inside of you in the inner workings of your heart. Peace, my soul, even when the cross feels so heavy. You're not alone. Not even perceived silence can separate you from God. He's there, closer than you can imagine. No winter too cold, no storm too chaotic. One simple day at a time, precious tree. You pass these tests by simply surviving, and then one day you wake up with a harvest of fruit and blessing. Your weakness is no challenge to God. That's all you have to do. Cling to hope. The corridors of your heart become filled with riches, all because you endured. Future generations will enjoy the shade and covering you paid for. Oh, tree that has stood through many winters. And I thought that was pretty cool. And I'm growing a whole new grove of trees in my yard just by noticing how trees grow. Trees are amazing. Hey, over at Pepe's True Social, he has a link to something I've already read on the show previously. Sometimes it's easy to forget all the victories that we've had along the way. 2022 was a year of breakthrough, heartache, red pills, and ultimately tremendous progress. Consider walking down memory lane with me in my latest Substack, 2022 Retrospective with Pepe Lives Matter. And I've already read this on the program, so I'm not going to read it again. It's really good, though. If you haven't seen it, if you enjoyed the one I just read, check it out. This is that Tower of Babel that was burned in Russia a couple of years ago, is to signal to the deep state that Russia was going to put an end to their evil, and they are. And then there's the story I just read. And then we have a double post. And then we have, I was told that pedophiles in our media was a conspiracy theory, yet somehow the conspiracy theorists are proven right again. Right on, Pepe. It's like we are on the same wavelength with that. I just did a story with pedos in the media. Feds charge former ABC News producer with transportation of child pornography. That's a story I just covered. Oh, the Rolling Stone did a piece on it, did they? Then we have Dances with Wolves actor accused of running a sex cult. If only there was some sort of pattern. Epstein, Weinstein, Nexium, Nygaard, John of God. And Weinstein was far more evil than you guys know. And I don't even want to tell you. I don't like talking about it. Zoom might cut out on me. FBI searching Biden's home. FBI raiding Trump's home. Yeah, it's totally different when they want to get Trump. Notice how the FBI searched Biden's home, but raided Trump's. Yeah, we noticed, all right. And then there's a post from President Trump that I've already covered. And Gateway Pundit article, Hunter Biden's Meadow Biota Labs received tens of millions of dollars and DOD contracts, experimented with bat viruses in at least one biolab. Yep, there's a Gateway Pundit link. Russia was pretty much had to go in there. I mean, geez. You may think you are a patriot, but are you willing to sit in a claw machine just to tell sheep the machines are rigged type of patriot? Because Mike Lindell is that type of patriot. Yes, he is. And I put this in a previous broadcast. This demon here is trying to make him look bad, but he doesn't realize that he's just made himself look bad. Because we look so good with Mike Lindell, you can't do nothing to make him look bad. Julian's rum. Here's DeSantis saying he could be a leader like Paul Ryan. Wow is right. Yep, we played that already. It's disgusting. Liberal Canada attempts and immediately fails to pass condemnation of Tucker Carlson for saying that armed forces needed to liberate Canada from Trudeau. Oh my God. laughing my butt off.
Or Hamilton Center, who will be getting up first.
Mr. Speaker, after consultation with the parties in the House, if you seek it, I believe you will find unanimous consent for the following motion. That given the rise of far-right and associated violent extremism led to the attempted insurrection in the United States, the House condemns recent comments made by Fox News personality Tucker Carlson, in which he suggests U.S. armed forces liberate Canada from the current prime minister.
All those opposed to the honourable member moving the motion will please say nay. Nay, I'm afraid we don't have... consent.
Good. What a bunch of losers, anyway. Donald Trump is declaring war on the woke agenda and their attacks on our children. He will pass a law that will ban any sexual mutilation of children, pass a bill declaring there's only two genders, launch investigations into Big Pharma for illegally marketing, promoting the mutilation of children, stop men from competing in women's sports for good, and stop teachers from teaching children transgender ideology. Now, this is what we like to hear. Save the children. Right on, Pepe. We love to hear that. And we've played that already. False flags can absolutely be real events. That's a common misconception that just because it's a false flag, that means it's fake. The perpetrators of false flags often do not care if people die in their attempts to deceive the people. That's a sad fact. Imagine the kind of cognitive dissonance you have as a healthy, vaccinated MSNBC journalist as you tell the world your myocarditis came from the common cold, but not the fact that you took a vaccine that is factually causing people to have heart issues en masse. These people refuse to see the truth. This is incredible. So she's damaged by it and is blaming a cold? Wow.
I know from my Twitter feed that many of you have wondered why I have been off the air for a little while. Well, I have been dealing with a little bit of a health scare. On December 20th, I began to feel chest pains, and they waxed and waned over a period of 10 days. I wasn't quite sure what to make of it, but as they continued to get worse, I started to think something was actually wrong. It was December 30th when I finally went to an urgent care and was told I had reflux. I didn't really buy it, but I was relieved it wasn't my heart. My body, though, was pretty certain not to believe the reflux. The next day, on December 30th, I woke up with severe pains both in my chest and in my left shoulder, and it was like a tightening in my chest when I took deep breaths. That got worse when I was laying flat. I knew enough at that moment to understand that it could mean, could is the key word here, that I was having a heart attack, especially because it was happening in the left part of my shoulder. I want to remind you, I run 7 miles 3 to 4 times a week, or I did. I do yoga. I don't eat meat. I don't smoke. I drink occasionally. Not right now, though, because my doctor tells me I can't. Aside from probably not getting enough sleep and working too much, I'm a pretty healthy person. But on that day, I was anything but. My husband drove me to the emergency room, and from there, the nightmare that has been my January began. I was diagnosed with pericarditis, inflammation of the lining of my heart, brought on by a virus, a literal common cold. I also had fluid around my heart that had to be drained or else it could hinder the beating of my heart. I was hospitalized for 4 nights and transferred from a local hospital to NYU Langone here in New York City. On January 4th, I was finally discharged after doctors drained the fluid around my heart, and I bounced out of the hospital. I couldn't get out of there fast enough with the hopes I was on the mend. But that was not the end. 3 days later, I was readmitted when I felt a flutter in my heart, like a butterfly. It was inside my chest. They determined I had developed myocarditis, inflammation of the actual heart now, the heart muscle. I remember being shepherded through the emergency room and wondering, is this it? It wasn't, thank God. Instead, I spent 5 more days in the hospital where they ran a battery of tests, adjusted my meds, and made sure nothing else.
She really believes that a common cold did that to her? Oh my God, that's unbelievable. They will not admit the shot did it. Well, doesn't matter. She's damaged herself either way. And he posted, a false flag's effectiveness depends solely on the ability for the people to think for themselves and see past the facade. If the masses do not come to grips with their reality, they are doomed to fall victim to each event over and over. The awakening is essential for the future of humanity. It sure is, because I know my area is very asleep. They fall for every false flag that gets thrown around Buffalo. Swamp Drainer. Truth, it's a new hate speech. During times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. George Orwell. Has Project Veritas received any journalist awards? Because they should be having awards raining down on them, at least for sexiest white hat honeypot operation, if not much more. Project Veritas for the win. Project Veritas getting ready for their next honeypot. That is so funny. They honeypotted that guy so well. I can't wait to see the next one they get is right. Remember when NATO involved Poland was hit by a missile and Ukraine tried to blame it on Russia in an attempt to start World War III? But then they were caught red-handed and had to pretend like it was an accident? This is called a false flag, and the CIA and the deep state have been causing false flag events for decades without the sheep realizing it. If you are not unplugged from the matrix, you'll continue to accept their magic tricks and go along with their schemes. People are waking up. And they have to, man.
But we begin with Poland's president calling a missile blast on Polish soil an unfortunate accident. Two people are dead after the missile landed close to the Ukrainian border. A Russian attack on Poland would be a significant escalation in the war and could force NATO to intervene. But the NATO Secretary General says it's likely the missile was a Ukrainian air defense missile. Foreign correspondent Tom Sufi Burridge is at the scene of the explosion with the latest.
The war in Ukraine spilling over the border into Poland, a NATO ally of the US. The moment a missile lands in a Polish village killing two people just 5 miles from the border with Ukraine. At the scene of the blast, a huge crater in the ground. In this video circulating online, and Poland's president calling it an unfortunate accident, not a deliberate attack. But Poland's military is on high alert.
I'm going to make sure we figure out exactly what happened.
President Biden also calming things down by suggesting the explosion was not caused by a missile fired by Russia.
All right, this is old news. We know what they were doing. They were trying to cause World War III. And then Ultra Pepe says, if it's true that Russia found documents proving that the Pentagon was planning on using the Ukraine biolabs against the people of Ukraine, do you realize who they likely would have blamed it on? The Russians. This has all the signs of a false flag designed to pin the blame of the next pandemic on Russia. You know how I know this isn't an outrageous idea to entertain? Because the elites wrote down their COVID plan and predicted it years before it even happened. When are people going to realize that many of the world's problems are manufactured on a global scale and do not happen by happenstance? Once you understand this, it changes your entire worldview. God deliver us from evil. No kidding. Mystic Kitty. Russian Foreign Ministry claims they found 20,000 documents about U.S. biological weapons programs in Ukraine. Wow. MOD, Russia, Ministry of Defense. Russian personnel acquired over 20,000 documents of U.S. biological programs. The materials confirm that the Pentagon aimed at creating elements of a biological weapon and testing it on the population of Ukraine. Wow. Yeah, they got the goods on them. Just, you know, who's going to intervene and put the cuffs on them? That's the thing. Who's going to stop them? And then I showed this already. Project Veritas, we rented an LED truck and parked it outside of Pfizer World Headquarters in Manhattan today. Stay tuned. This was epic video. That's why I put it in the beginning. They are the Trollmeisters. Well, would you look at this? Donald Trump Jr. is taking the Ukraine biolab story seriously and wants to research it more. Okay, I covered this already. And let's check out Bioclandestine or Clandestine. Let's see what we got here. Warfare has changed. The battlefield has expanded. Propaganda and censorship have become more powerful than physical military force. The only solution is to win the war on information. Outmaneuver the enemy for influence over public perception. Truth wins wars. Hashtag 5GW. Right on. I've been doing this for years. That's me flying that plane right there, waving at you. And then Mike Flynn, no one should be surprised about this. What Americans now know is how totally crooked and corrupt the Obama and his current administration are. Yes, that's right. Crooked and corrupt. Oh, he was. Oh, wow. Oh, clandestine. Tweeted to him. Now I'm really going to blow your mind. Remember the leaked phone call from Biden to Poroshenko in November 2016? Right after Trump was elected, Biden was trying to cover his tracks in Ukraine because he was afraid Trump was going to look into the dealings there. From OANN. Wow. Yeah, he knew they were going to come for him because he's criminal in half. Giant mobster. Quick observation. If the biolabs in Ukraine story is a conspiracy theory, why isn't the left-wing media bitching about the resurgent viral story taking over Twitter in the right wing? Their silence speaks volumes. They have opted to ignore it this time around. Why? Because they can't beat the truth. If they start talking about it, more people will hear them. The U.S. Biological Network should be the forecast important topic on planet Earth, considering every last one of us is at risk. No kidding. Whether by intent or incompetence, U.S. research of pathogens led to the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic, killing millions worldwide. Where's the sense of urgency? Right on, and we have something from Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch.
We can't even, based on the documents that we've uncovered at Judicial Watch and exposed, we can't even manage our own biolabs here in the United States without putting the population and those working in them at risk. We can't even.
Oh, sorry. Now we're going to get a commercial. Okay, and then we have, given the escalation of the Biden document scandal, let's revisit my analysis on the classified document stashes. The lack of security and visitor logs at these locations means Biden criminal possession of classified material compromised national security, NATSEC. It did. He sold the secrets out. Hillary did it with computers. Joe did it with papers. Check it out. Gateway Pundit put out an article featuring my viral thread about the origins of the biolabs in Ukraine, which has now amassed a remarkable 11 million plus views on Twitter. What? That's great. Look at that. They gave him credit and everything. His name is Jacob Creech. I did not know that. Wow. That was a good article. I always cover clandestine. You guys know why Trump could end this conflict in 24 hours, right? Right? Because Trump is not protecting any assets in Ukraine. Trump has nothing to hide there. In fact, Trump wants to expose what's going on in Ukraine just as much as Putin. Trump might broker world peace. Right on. And we've heard all these videos, so we have too much to cover here. Quick thread on the rise of citizen journalism and how I was able to have so much success upon my return to Twitter. We all need to recognize the shift in the way people have decided to consume media. Right on, clandestine. And then we have, you all will remember this one from back in the day if you followed me the whole time. The Biden-Poroshenko call proves the entire thing. There, he put that out on Twitter. That's a Twitter link. And then we have, so who's going to be the brave reporter to ask Joe Biden why his son sits on the board of a biolab company that researches dangerous pathogens in Ukraine? Oh, maybe Peter Ducey will do it. Anyone going to ask press secretary about the White House response to the Russian military accusing us of producing biological weapons? You know, they should be answering that at a tribunal You know, they should be talking to a military general, a JAG general that is at their tribunal. That's where that question should come up. Article from Gateway Pundit about the biolabs. Zelensky sent out government decree to destroy all information on Hunter Biden's Metabiota company on the same day as Russia's military operation started up. Yep, he said, burn the evidence, but the Russians have it anyway, so they're screwed. So weird, Gateway Pundit wrote an article about me, citing me by name. It was up for about 40 minutes, and they yanked it. Shows a 404 error now. But if they yanked the story, why didn't they delete the tweet or the post on True Social? Doesn't make sense to me. Any ideas? Wow. You know, I don't know. Gateway Pundit is great, but I tried to buy an ad from them, and they said no. And I said, why? And they said, because I'm a journalist. And they don't want any competition, apparently. Maybe that's why. Your competition, clandestine. There. I answered that mystery, didn't I? I'm getting 404 error. That's too bad. You get a big break and they yank it away from you less than an hour later. Hunter's laptop is known mostly for the videos and photos of crack and hookers. But the value in the laptop lies in the emails and files related to his dealings in Ukraine. To include Metabiota, makes sense why they wanted to believe that was a conspiracy theory too? Yeah, they want us to think everything is a conspiracy theory ever since they murdered JFK. Really makes you wonder why Elon decided to let me back on. Given the magnitude of the information I am exposing, surely someone in a high position had to make the call. Given I'm doing tens of millions of views, it says a lot that I'm still active. Food for thought. Micah, at Micah Ziedman, this post never would have survived a second if Elon hadn't bought Twitter. Maybe this is why he did. He certainly seems hell-bent on helping us, which we really need someone hell-bent on helping us, because hell is after us. What if Donald Trump Jr. sat on the board of a biolab company in Ukraine? The left would be losing their minds. It would be front page news 24/7, CNN town halls, expert panels, the whole nine yards. But Hunter does it. The left say, no big deal. That's a sponsored ad. Holy poop. Russian Ministry of Defense claims they have 20,000 documents. Yes, we know that story. And then we have Russia could say water is wet and the Western media would convince you it's dry. That's what they want you to have. Dry water, no water. Then you're dead. This has been their only defense thus far to my thesis. And Julian's rum is correct that the bots have picked it up and are trying to push it. This is actually a great sign because it means they have nothing of any merit to challenge what I have presented. They just cry, muck conspiracy theory. They have nothing. We are winning handily. Julian's rum. This Twitter shill bot that's claiming the Obama biolab photos are photoshopped is also pushing for DeSantis over Trump, says it all. By the way, the photos aren't photoshopped. They were widely published in several articles, including WAPU. Yeah, they're real photos, man. He went over there in the OOs when he got elected to Congress, and he set up biolabs then. It's not photoshopped. But when a long train of abuses, okay, it's probably in the video.
Of all the wars written here about freedom, there's a line that's at the heart of all the others. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. People don't talk that way anymore.
Beautiful. Huh. No idea what you said.
It means if there's something wrong, those who have the ability to take action have the responsibility to take action. I'm gonna steal it.
What?
I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence.
Yes, those who have the ability have to do it, basically. Donald Trump Jr. is interested in the biolabs and has seen my threads. I'm glad the public conversation is advancing and people will entertain new viewpoints. Other journalists and investigators will find more crumbs related to the biological malfeasance in Ukraine. Honored. And this is Ultra Pepe Lives Matter. Well, would you look at this? Donald Trump Jr. is taking the Ukrainian biolab story seriously and wants to research it more. I covered that already. Great post. And then we are on red alert. Elon just liked a tweet quoting DC Drano, quoting my tweet. Elon has seen the goods. And I covered this one already, so I'll just briefly look at it. Luke Rudkowski, DC Drano, remember when the Pentagon confirmed the U.S. partnered with 46 Ukrainian biolabs and Hunter Biden secured millions for one of the labs, Metabiota? Well, now we have a 2/24/22 letter from Zelensky ordering the destruction of all government files for Metabiota. I'm sure it's nothing, and we've covered everything below this. Hey, over at Vincent Kennedy, he has this.
You know, in some of the latest slides, how this disease, which we surmised early on, started off in the male homosexual population in this country. It was very simple. It's straightforward epidemiology. You take an infectious agent and you introduce it into a population in which the spread among those individuals, if it's sexual contact spread, it's a perfect setup. You'll see here in the New York metropolitan area, New York City and New Jersey, and in Los Angeles, take an infectious agent and you introduce it into a population. You take an infectious agent and you introduce it into a population.
I will put the lie to the individuals of the NIH, particularly Gallo and Fauci and Hazeltine and Essex, and the rest of these scoundrels of the worst order. Criminals guilty of genocide, without a doubt. I invite them to take me to court. I wish Burroughs Welcome would take me to court, because they have been putting out a killer drug knowingly.
Listen, you know, these guys like Fauci get up there and start talking, but, you know, he doesn't know anything really about anything, and I'd say that to his face.
When a new strain of flu, like the Spanish flu, crops up 5 years from now or a decade from now, we've made the investment.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war.
There is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
We've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one.
Pandemic two.
We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic.
You know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is, will get attention this time. Mm-hmm.
Money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
A new and deadly strain of the COVID virus has been created in a Boston University lab. So here's what we know. Researchers added a highly mutated Omicron spike protein to the original virus. In the lab, 8 out of 10 mice died. And while that means the new strain is highly dangerous, it was also created in a biosafety level 4 lab with extremely strict...
We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life.
You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over.
To the early 21st century, when we just don't need the vast majority of the population.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, I can, and we measure your brain wave.
Well, I don't think Elon's up to no good. He's helping us too much, so I wouldn't demonize Elon myself. Same old playbook, and why not? Why not? It worked in the past. And then Vincent posted 1111. And then we have Q King David, Lee Wolf, Vincent Kennedy retweeted, the damage done to the credibility of AI by ChatGPT engineers building in political bias is irreparable. Yeah, political ChatGPT, what good is it? And then we have Dr. C17. Why not? Why now? Why again is the West defending Ukraine against Russia's special military denazification? Truth is stranger than fiction. Let's check it out.
وأثبت الغرب أنه لا يوجد لديه لا أصدقاء ولا يوجد لديه أعداء. يوجد لديه عدو واحد هو كل من يقف في وجهه.
It only has one enemy. Anyone who stand. Oh, sorry. Communism, Islam, Nazism, China, Russia. Anyone else not the enemies of the West? If they serve the interests of the West, they are friends. If they oppose those interests, they are enemies. In other words, they have zero principles. The ugliest truth of them all, and not many people know this, is that the lie, the West and Zionism oppose Nazism. Not many people know that the leaders of the Nazis in Ukraine, Nazi organizations that closely collaborated with Hitler in terms of security, military, and ideology, were driven out of Ukraine at the end of World War II. Some of them to Europe and some to America. In the 50s, the CIA asked the American administration to lift the ban on these Nazi groups because America needed them in Ukraine, which is what was then part of the USSR. What proves these historic facts today is that Zelensky is a Zionist Jew. Yet he supports the extremist nationalists that fought alongside the Nazis in World War II when Hitler invaded the USSR. And some of them took part in the massacres committed against the Jews. No wonder they don't like this guy. So how come that Zionist Jew is supporting these organizations? The West supports these organizations, which today are called the right-wing Azov organization. And Zionist Israel, which keeps crying about the victims of the Holocaust, supports a leader that supports the Nazis that killed the Jews. Wow. That'll give you brain freeze. This proves that the West is lying in everything that it is saying. And it does not care about anything except ruling the world, plundering resources and filling its coffers. I guess that's the end of it. Wow. He really laid it out on the deep state, didn't he? And then, I'm sorry, I was going up. That's it. Let me get you guys a Scotty Marr video to put a wrap on the show. Okay, then, all of the links that I use to make the show are in the show notes, along with links to American-made products like MyPillowGuy.com, where you can save up to 66%. using promo code ZBRUN at checkout. And Mike gets 100% of that. So thank you guys. If you're helping Mike by buying his products and you use this promo code, you'll also help his legal defense fund. And I do have this t-shirt for sale for $20 that includes shipping. This was made by Sears and Kmart for the first run of President Trump for office. But then they weren't allowed to sell them. That's the only reason they exist right now. But I only have size 3X and some, I have about three of them in small, if you can use a small. But they're a bona fide band collectible from President Trump's first run for office. And I also have other American-made products in the show notes with promo codes attached to them as well. Also, you can buy me a coffee. And thank you just for watching the show, guys. You guys rock. And I forgot one thing I wanted to show you before I cut out. Hang on. Yeah, I wanted to cover Cowboy before I cut out to the Scotty Mark 10 video. Rise of the Machines. He has this Dan Scavino post. Holy poop. Uh-oh, it went to commercial already. I got to refresh the page. I hate when that happens. Wow. Those ads really messed up recording. Here we go. There's no audio. Rise of the Machines, guys. This is why we got to make sure that we, good people, control them and not the bad people. We can't tolerate them anymore since they want to kill us. Then we have the 17th letter XRP reset price. Well, I don't really follow cryptos, but
done on the US debt clock this morning. Has anyone seen the update that they have done on the US debt clock this morning? So this past weekend, actually more so past week, everyone noticed that the value of the dollar to silver ratio, dollar to oil, and dollar to gold is currently showing at zero. Well, it looks like this morning they added a dollar to crypto ratio, and look at the dollar to crypto ratio showing from 2013, showing to be $9,589 to one. Which cryptocurrency was released in 2013? I'll give you a hint. Now keep in mind, the XRP Ledger and XRP were created in 2012. However, in 2013, Ripple released the XRP token as a native token on the Ripple Consensus Ledger. And which crypto has always been associated with 589? And keep in mind, that photo from The Simpsons is fake, but either way, XRP has always been associated with 589. And look at the price just one more time from 2013. Shows $9,589. One thing is certain, it's certainly not talking about Bitcoin or Ethereum, because if it was, it would straight up tell you it was Bitcoin or Ethereum. But instead, it's just saying crypto. But let me know what you guys think about this in the comment box. Let me know what your opinion is. And for the latest crypto news, please hit the add and like button.
Okay, excuse me. And then we have Elon confirms. Okay, and that's it for him. We covered all this, so let's go to that Scotty Martin video and check it out. You guys, we are really in critical times. I mean, we've been going through this for years and years and years. And we always thought it was the critical time. Little did we know all of the red pilling we had to do and how much insane information had to come out. And it's just going to get even crazier. And we got to stay with an even keel and not get upset by any of it. And I enjoy every single day I wake up wondering, what is going to happen today? And I go to sleep thinking, wow, that was a magical day. A lot of great things happened. So this is how we have to be. Instead of being all upset, like, you know, our opponents probably are, since they're losing, we know we're winning, so we're going to keep a positive attitude and we're going to win till it's over, and then we'll keep winning even more. So I love you guys for winning, and enjoy this till my next broadcast. Bye-bye.
After many years, CNN is closing their Atlanta headquarters. It's very simple. No ratings equal no money. They got no money because they have no ratings. That's what fake news gets you. People are wise to it. Likewise, speaking of fake news, MSDNC, sometimes referred to as MSNBC, is in very big ratings trouble. And be careful, Fox News. Don't go that way. They've got failed politician Paul Ryan and Rhino Karl Rove, a total loser, running things. Please be careful, Fox News.
Thank you. little deeper. And if the government has paid, like, what was it, $5 billion for this new booster that wasn't actually more effective than the booster
that
they've
already paid for. And the CDC's not happy about that. It's not just all the conspiracy theory kooks out there. The CDC itself.
Exactly.
It's like, wait a minute, you didn't tell us about that.
This is a grift. People, these companies are...
Mark it down. What's the fucking date today? January 30th.
Oh.
Billionaire-funded news outlets finally figured out that the big pharma thing and COVID is a grift.
The day the music died.
This
for
is
Robbie
it.
Sove.
So there it is.
Drove a Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
They finally figured out that the people who put asbestos in baby powder and then sold it to poor people, the people who put tainted AIDS stuff in blood clotting stuff and sent it to poor countries knowing it was giving people AIDS, those same people who sold you Vioxx knowing it was going to kill you and give you a heart attack, those people who got half the country hooked on heroin, you mean they would somehow do nefarious shit around COVID and the vaccines?
I always thought they really get it together when it comes to that. Like,
that's
yeah,
what I thought.
They would start being nice. They're a cartel, basically, every other thing. But when it comes to something really important that they can't be sued for, that's when they get real moral.
That they can't be...
That's when some things are more important than profit, finally.
Oh, my God. See you next time, guys. Bye-bye.